have reached the electric return at 760-0700. This tape for Sunday, the 7th day of August, 1977. As you may have surmised by now, there will be no dump quiz this evening. Time does not permit a dump quiz to be run because it takes a few hours to make up the questions and the word. And it takes half an hour to make the tape. It takes an hour to run it, and by the time that's all done, that's 5 hours. And I just don't feel like spending that much time today. Anyway, let's hear a few comments.
Yes, about the TV commercials. I think the big executives making these commercials think that the American public is stupid, and they are rude, and they have a totally different picture of what the American public is. I mean, no one is going to walk into your house and ask you if you had dried fish last night or if your husband gave up cigars. Neither are they going to say that they'll follow the path to your kitchen. And I don't think that 8 women would pile in the back seat of a car just because the lady up front had perspiration odor. Well, I don't know about that one. That's disgusting in itself. But I really believe that they really think the American public is just so low. They consider them low, low class, and that they will accept anything.
I certainly object on that. I think it was Dave Ellis, Dead in New York, was all Phil from Klein. Not all of it's that way. Just like New York City, the Bronx, Queens, places like that, I can understand what you mean, but places like Rochester and such places like that, they're not like that. Some places in New York are really nice. Just, you know, you gotta go there first before you can judge any of it. Bye.
This is Joe from Panorama City. I'm going to do it over again. I'd like to hear the opinions of other callers on the subject of the decriminalization and legalization of marijuana. I think that the decriminalization program has worked out pretty good in California and the other states. I think Congress should hurry up with their answer to Carter's pot proposal on making it a misdemeanor for all the other states. In my opinion, if this is such a great country, and people have such good rights, then the whole country should benefit.
Let me explain to you, Congress cannot remove the laws regarding marijuana in the individual states. What they are doing is removing federal laws against it. But, you know, most of the states probably will still have strict laws against marijuana. That doesn't change that at all. And you say if this is such a great and free country, it should apply to all the states. That's part of what makes our country great and free, is that it has decentralized government, even though the federal government likes to take over more and more power and take away the state's rights.
This is David Beverly Hills with a quick move review. I'd like to comment about The Spy Who Loved Me, the new James Bond movie. It is a great movie. I saw it a couple weeks ago. I saw a special showing of it. I recommend anyone to go see it, all ages. It's very spectacular, and it really can hold your attention. It's just a great overall movie. You should really see it. That's all. Goodbye.
Hello, Steve Bavanna. I'd like to have a rebuttal on what you said. Is marijuana the only thing I worry about? No, I was... I left like 5 comments the day that you played the tape last evening, and you picked the comment that you wanted to play there, and I wasn't displeased on Carter's stand on marijuana, but it's strip mining, and I'm sort of disgusted. He wants all the illegal aliens to get, you know, like a pardon and live in the United States. Thank you very much.
Hi, Hi, this is Cheryl from Glendale, and I buy a lot of albums. I'd say I buy at least 2-3 a week, and I always buy mine at Music Plus. They're only $4 over there. But if anybody knows where there's where you can get them cheaper, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, this is Jim, Los Angeles. Would like to possibly... There is a National Musicians referral number. It's an 800 listing. And you can get it by dialing the 800 watts information number.
This is Rick from Burbank responding to that call regarding the grass being free and sort of a symbolic question as to what's better than being free. I think that freedom is beautiful. However, I don't think I would want to be like a blade of grass completely. I do understand the ability to be independent and to grow as you will. Nothing should stop that kind of growth. However, if blades of grass completely and totally blow with the wind or and are influenced by, for example, the wind, etc., they tend to mingle and experience, as it were, you could symbolize it the same way. You could say that they symbolize people in that blades of grass intermingle with one another at various different points in time. However, I think you do need a certain amount of bond with others. I think you need a certain amount of familiarity. And I think you need a certain amount of love to exist between two or more people. I think this kind of bond is necessary, and I don't think that should be forgotten either. I think you can love without possessing and owning another individual. And I just felt it was necessary to make that point. Thank you.
Yes, Barbara. What is the number that you thought Steve would not let you give? I would be interested in it.
Well, it's always nice to know that Al Diamond has his portable blue box with him.
Anyone can call the president free. Simply pick up the phone and dial the presidential toll-free number.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. I'm awfully sorry, but I'm not home right now, and there's no one here to take your toll-free call. However, when you hear the beep, kindly leave your name, telephone number, and your message, and I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can. You have only 15 seconds to leave your message after the beep. Thank you.
Hello, this is Dick Nixon. I'm at 213-446-4444. You know, Jimmy, Ron Ziegler and I were reminiscing the other day about our first days at the White House. And I said to Ron, you know, Ronnie...
That's all the time for comments today. Lots of tape in 760-0706 to take your comments. Hope you enjoyed the little skit that we just played off a record entitled The Washington Hillbillies. So call back tomorrow for more comments, and the tape will repeat shortly.